Los Angeles could get a little more colorful. The city council passed an ordinance that would allow residents in council districts 1, 9, and 14 to paint murals on the walls of their homes. Emmanuel Martinez reports.
Evan Meyer started Beautify Earth with the purpose of beautifying Lincoln Boulevard in Santa Monica. His goal was to enhance the community by painting murals.
Art has the power to transform economies, communities, and each other.
Prior to today, he was restricted to painting on the walls of businesses. But as of today, Myers and Angelinos who live in South LA, Boyle Heights, and Highland Park will be able to paint murals on the side of their homes. The city council passed this ordinance in a 14-1 vote. Bernard Parks was a lone council member who opposed. In a statement, he says communities should have the option to allow or restrict murals. Some individuals support art on walls of businesses, but not on homes. Nina Royal of Tahunga is one of those. She doesn't oppose art, but she is concerned that the anamorphous definition of art and murals can invite graffiti.
Who's to determine what's a mural and what isn't, what's art and what is not?
Another one of Royal's concerns is that art can sometimes send offensive messages.
Ones that are political, that make statements contrary to your views, I find those offensive, that you have to look at day in, day out. Ones that are religious in nature.
Meyer paints a lot of murals, but he is careful about the message his art sends. He says art with certain affiliations can sometimes cause problems.
You know, sometimes a strong cultural identity brings about graffiti. It brings about an antagonistic attitude from a culture that may have been opposing in the past.
But art that has a broad audience has greater power.
Sometimes if you put out art that is more unifying and less differentiating, there's a greater chance for success for the art to create peace, ultimately.
Art will bring more personality to residential areas, but it remains to be seen whether or not residents wish for their neighborhoods to come to life. Emmanuel Martinez, Annenberg Radio News.